From your perspective, reliant on the mainstream media for much of your inadequate information about the state of the world, the situation seems increasingly alarming. That is not a bad thing because it strongly encourages people to take notice and focus ever more intently on being loving in every moment. It is humanity's total embrace of love, all that exists, the power source and creative intent of God, that will stabilize the new age, allowing it to grow and prosper as divinely intended. When love is locked out, avoided, or denied, chaos ensues and the illusion is a state of chaos. Love is one. Separation, the illusory state in which you appear to have your existence as humans, is chaotic because your ability to communicate is severely restricted by the limitations a human vehicle imposes on the divine being who chooses to experience life from that perspective. Your free will choice to separate from your source and from all the infinite skills and abilities that state provides meant that only chaos resulted. It was initially very exciting for you. You had brought limited skills to the illusion, the rules of the game, but they were quickly found to be inadequate, and then its chaos overwhelmed you. Your different languages, cultures, religions, skin colors, and apparent differing levels of intelligence further divided you, and meaningful communication, which had initially been difficult, became virtually impossible. Over the last few hundred years or so, there have been ongoing attempts to improve humanity's living conditions, although those who had inherited power and influence strongly resisted alterations to the status quo. Nevertheless, it marked a turning of the tide, and then the nuclear devastation at the end of World War II brought the realization that either you had to find a better way to live together in peace and harmony on the planet or you were doomed to destroy yourselves. This has not happened, and it will not. However, it remains essential that you all embrace the eternal and inextinguishable flame of love buried deep within each one of you, and daily meditation within your quiet inner sanctuary is the way to do that, because that is the way to return to the state of oneness that is your eternal nature. As one, it is impossible that you would do anything that would harm another. It is as one that you have your eternal existence, and in that state communication is instant, clear, comprehensible, and utterly loving. Remember, your awakening has been divinely assured, so focus on bringing it to fruition by intending to be loving regardless of any situation that might suggest to you that love does not work. It does, and that is why you are moving forward so positively and determinedly to your inevitable awakening. Your loving brother, Jesus. The 23rd of August 2014, Jesus, Sananda on the events soon coming to Earth. Catherine Emay, it is I, Sananda, coming to you from the bridge of the New Jerusalem, the Ashtar Command Mothership. I am here with our beloved Ashtar and his crew, planning the next invasion of the angels. We are so excited about what you are going to experience in the next few weeks, we can hardly contain ourselves. That is a funny idea, isn't it, since we don't have containers for bodies up here, but you get what we mean. We are laughing and high-fiving and dancing for joy, envisioning the expressions on your faces when you are newly prosperous and in service to others, free from all the restrictions of the dark forces, and when you then look to the skies and see our glorious armada of sparkling, dancing spaceships, advancing toward you in a beautifully choreographed two-step. For us, it is so clear that you have already accomplished what needs to be done to win your freedom that we are planning the celebrations. We understand that those of you who are watching the TV news, it seems as if gruesome violence has erupted in every country, every town and every family on the planet, but it is simply not true. The incidents you are seeing now are their contracts previously made at a higher spiritual level being fulfilled, which will cause the entire world to be so sickened by all the violence that they will turn away in disgust, never to return to thoughts of conquering, dominating or overpowering anyone, ever. We are grateful for those who have taken on the responsibility of playing the role of assassins and mad despots. They are the ones who will turn the stomachs of the entire population of planet Earth and thereby turn the tide towards the light. It has been ever thus, dearest ones. Humankind has needed vivid dramatizations of cruelty in order to wake them up to the revolting travesties all around them, large and small. Transcribed by Catherine Emay, August 23, 2014, New York State. When you behave or operate from love, your true nature shines out, your unnecessary defenses dissolve, and the love that is your nature embraces everyone with whom you connect in any way at all. And by living lovingly, you are able to see the inextinguishable flame of love burning constantly in others, which they have attempted to hide or disguise out of misplaced fear. When you embrace love, your fear just dissolves. Soul, through John Smallman, the 7th of September 2014, the 19th of September 2014, Archangel Metatron, you are now about to enter the photon belt, followed by a state of hibernation/stasis, Animakaba. On the 22nd of your September, you are all going to start fully entering the photonic belt of light. This date may represent the beginning of a soft entry as opposed to the immediate 3 days of darkness envisaged in the 1994 outline by Washter of Sirius in the photon belt document to be seen below. For as your solar system has indeed stepped foot onto the new accord, the planet on which all of you are finding yourselves shall take the next step in its evolutionary process, bringing with it the peace and harmony of the ages past and the ages that are yet to come. A photonic belt of purple recognition principles shall roll out a new set of accords for your planet. The portals of the past shall reintegrate with the portals of the now moment of time. Your ego shall be transformed into a new state of being. Your ego is not going to disappear, it shall simply take a backseat to your thought processes, and you shall begin to see the world through a different set of eyes. You shall begin to feel the changes in those around you. You shall notice that their frequency has indeed changed. For as their ego dominance is equalized and comforted with the new energies of the coming times, they shall relinquish the power of their egos, and allow their higher souls to take hold of that which they are. And so, your vehicles shall then be operated from the view standpoint of your higher selves rather than ego. From this vantage point, you shall all be able to view the lives that you have created, evaluate the direction in which you are moving, and adjust your frequency, thereby aligning you with a new path of your choosing. You shall be able to review your lives without attachment to the material, without attachment to that which you are. For you shall temporally forget that which you believe you are, and be allowed to view your lives as if you were viewing it from the heavenly abodes of your higher selves. As if you were experiencing what is called in your known world as the near-death experience, without being in any pain nor suffering. For the meditative state into which you shall all enter, a state of hibernation, stasis, if you will, shall allow your physical human mind to operate with a different set of accords, thereby literally lifting your soul out of your body for recognition and rectification purposes of your being. It will all become a process of integrating a foundation of newly formed principles for your future conduct. All this that we are discussing with you has indeed been already ordained by your higher selves, and as such your vessels are simply being aligned with that which is about to occur. Know that this is a natural state of progression from the fully material and solid world into a more liquid and fluent world of your future being. You shall begin noticing the physical changes within your bodies as your structure becomes more liquid and etheric, in fact as you are still moving further along the corridor of ascension. All of this shall take place within your physical vehicles in careful stages within a state of stasis, as it is simply not possible at this moment in time to completely transform your vehicles into a new state of being overnight. All is in fact going according to the divine blueprint that has indeed been preordained and set forth for all those who are reading these messages. And so, we ask that you pay careful attention to all the guidance that you will be receiving. For your lives shall never be the same again, and your duties to act as beacons of light shall greatly increase as you are drawn to a new set of realities, thinking patterns, and ways of being. Know that we are standing by you, ready to assist you in all that you are. Know that we love you unconditionally. Know that we are walking with you hand in hand, and know that you can call upon us whenever you wish. Know that it is so. Metatron, channeled through Animakaba, http://sacredascensionkaba.wordpress.com, the 15th of October 2014, Galactic Federation Regional Council on Sirius B, Sheldon Idol, the distribution of the new gold-backed prosperity fundings, which will lead to a major rearrangement of your financial system and a shake-up of the governance of all your governments, continues to move forward as the process moves from one group to another. While this is taking place, we are overseeing the security forces to ensure that no interference occurs as monies are transferred from place to place. Those involved with the arrests and the transference to the new governance of the world's governments are likewise completing the evidence trails to be used to isolate these dark ones from the public. This procedure is nearly ready to yield results. Meanwhile, the Dark Cabal is no longer able to use its various secret operations to start a major war. The Dark realize just how weak they are becoming. Nevertheless, they are doing little annoying things to stretch out the actual funding process involved with the coming revaluation of currencies, which is also preventing the start of the global currency reset. We would like to intervene on a much grander scale, but the interferences built into the financial system continue to slow down the dispersal of the funds. These unforeseen delays are soon to be moved aside so that the new world financial system can be finally readied. On other fronts, our liaisons are reporting that the Galactic Federation medical teams are currently monitoring you, as well as the health of Gaia's diverse ecosystems. The increasing displacement of Gaia's magnetic fields is also responsible for your individual health issues. The localized fields are affecting your new chakras, and especially your heart. We are observing more and more cases of either rapid or irregular heartbeats. Your brain is likewise being affected. Our medical teams report that we are entering a time for increased headaches and blurry vision. Your brain is having a hard time of it, as is the global surface of Gaia. These problems are also leading to blood pressure anomalies in many of you. Be mindful of this and baby yourself more. Heaven informs us that these difficulties are to increase as Gaia moves closer to the major events that are to greatly change the appearance of her surface realm. It is therefore the perfect time for your present reality to shift toward the divine. While all this is happening, we are preparing our fleet for the landings. At times, it seems so far away. Yet the moment for these events is fast approaching. Your current financial system is on the verge of total collapse. The American military is quickly losing its taste for never-ending war. Hence, we desire only to land when it is safe to do so. This fleet waged an unrelenting galactic war for nearly 6 million years. The last few decades saw the end to these conflicts and peace formally declared. We rejoice in this and wish you to get on with a formal end to the belligerence of these governments to our presence in your skies. It is to be wondrous to hover freely over a large city and take photos and accurate measurements of the area. Then we can truly get a complete picture of your world. We intend to turn these vital images over to your geologic scientists and be able to compare notes on this and other closely related data. Gaia needs to be loved and cared for by you. There is much for you to learn about this world, and indeed your entire solar system. You are being readied by heaven to become the prime stewards for this solar system. Soon, you are to be able to journey on our ships throughout this most beautiful planetary system. When the four water planets are again operational, you are then to see just how unique your home solar system truly is. Your sun is a perfect spiritual presence and a true nurturer of this planetary system. Her love shows in how she gently keeps each of her daughters alive with freely given energy. Mercury is a transponder for these energies and gladly guides them to her more distant sister worlds. Venus is to be reborn when her huge oceans and seas reappear. She is the pioneer of the water worlds in this solar system. A great, lost civilization is to be seen and to join you in populating these numerous worlds. This society inspired ancient Egypt and populated the ancient societies of Mesoamerica. Their tales are soon to be made known to you. We are to add to what they are to tell you. The story of ancient Mu, Lemuria, is to become known as well. The 17th of October 2014. Our Cosmic Creator, predictions from now to 2015. Catherine E. May, Cosmic Creator O'Hara, I am delighted to speak with you about what we see for all of you in the coming Earth year, for it is an exciting, historic time for all the cosmos, and your beloved Terra is at the center of it all. Recently you have been taught by your lightworkers, including our beloved channel Who Brings My Words Now, that you are masters yourselves, an integral part of the unfolding drama which is the ascension of planet Earth. I take a great interest in your well-being and your growth, because I am the one who is the creator of your universe which I have called Nabadaya, and all it contains. Within your universe, the many galaxies and star systems have been created by me and my twin soul, Amara, together with the great masters who also became creators in their own right. For instance, Ra and Isis, also known as Alcyone and Mother Sekhmet, are the creators of your Milky Way galaxy, with my cooperation and support. Because of our very loving and close relationship, for they are my soul children, they sometimes take the role of mother and father God in order to speak with you, with my complete agreement, as the voice of God. The creation of souls, as well as the creation of the human race, has been our job description, you might say. I am known in the higher realms as Ohara, or by the amusing nickname, PC. I am not the only cosmic creator, since there are many universes, but we are among the oldest of the children of One, the prime creator within this cosmic orb, whom we all see as our own great prime creator, the father and mother of all. Predictions from Ohara, cosmic creator. Now I will give you some predictions about what you are likely to see on your planet in the coming year, but I would like to include the present season in those predictions, since you will likely read this before the year is done. The first dramatic shift in the way life is lived on Earth will begin in October of 2014 and will continue in quick sequence to revamp the way all social, political, educational, medical and scientific institutions operate. The first phase will involve the release of billions of gold-backed dollars of the Street Germain Trust, which will be used to pay off all war debts for all countries on the planet. This will release financially strapped countries from the terrible psychological and economic burden of continuing to carry the ravages of war on their balance sheets. The second phase, with help from the Reagan-Mitterrand Wanta Fund, will help to pay off the national debt of the U.S., reducing the dominant role of the IRS and the Federal Reserve so that all economic and legal systems will evolve naturally to be replaced by the Nazara program. I will not spend time here to describe in detail what Nazara is, because you can learn all about it on various internet sites. I suggest you learn about the history of this new developing system that will change everything about daily life in the US and then across the planet. Nearly 200 countries have signed on to adopt the new funding systems as of this writing in mid-October. As it unfolds in a step-by-step process, many will be astonished by the swift demise of the U.S. government, corporation as it stands, and return to constitutional law, which will emerge into being as if by magic. Of course, it will have been the result of many years of behind-the-scenes work by the dedicated lightworkers who will become known to all as the Galactic Federation allies in the coming months. You have heroes among you, dear ones, and their identities will amaze and delight you. Enormous amounts of money will be available from the Street Germain Trusts to pay off all the unfair levels of personal debt run up as a result of the darks siphoning off of vast amounts of the world's wealth into their own hidden banking resources, a fact that has greatly reduced everyone's hard-earned potential levels of prosperity, and thereby restoring the world's lack of prosperity that has enslaved humanity for so long. No one will be excluded from the prosperity packages. Our talented hackers have already determined the account numbers and names of every bank account in the world, and will be funding all of them. Remote villages and indigenous populations will be reached by special arrangement to provide for their needs. The waves of prosperity will wash across the planet like a warm bath, allowing poverty-ridden areas of the globe to be lifted by providing clean water, food and decent lodging for those in need. People from all walks of life will join in this effort, putting their energy and time into the selfless work of helping their fellow man, just because they can. The personal wealth which will result from the prosperity programs will be used with open-hearted generosity in creative and original ways, resulting in a dramatic rise in the feelings of trust and camaraderie across borders. In addition, the so-called Ebola pandemic will be stopped in its tracks by the use of two simple and effective treatments, nanosilver, developed by Dr. Rima Libo, and MMS, a solution of chlorine dioxide developed by Jim Humble. Both are effective antimicrobial treatments that will eliminate the U.S. dark cabal patented disease, and which will be exposed as the Cabal-inspired and created false flag disaster that was intended to restore the power of those who would benefit from the introduction of an imposed martial law which would result in greater control and restrictions on personal freedoms. It will not succeed because of all of your medical staff who will help provide the treatments, and because of the reach of your internet information networks. A second global threat. The murderous rampage of the insurgent group, now known as IS, or originally as ISIS, will also be stopped in its tracks, first by the revelation that it is not a homegrown radical religious group at all, but a psyops intrigue, jointly funded and managed by the US CIA, Israeli Mossad and Saudi intelligence factions. The rabid religious attitudes of some of the IS group are a product of sophisticated brainwashing techniques and training as assassins. The dark controllers have preyed on unemployed, desperate young men who are lured into their ranks by the promise of high pay and recognition. Once the funding for these death groups is shut off, with the demise of the Federal Reserve and similar bankroll operations, the rebellion will die a quick death and their black ops leaders will be prosecuted and jailed for crimes against humanity. During the first 6 months of the next year, you will see dramatic changes in agricultural methods and food production as people shift quickly from a meat protein diet to organically grown vegetables and fruits. The GMO companies will eventually be bankrupted by global refusal to use their products, and family farms will make an enormous resurgence as funding becomes available for education and scientific help for farmers who wish to go organic. All the above improvements will be accelerated by the development of free energy technology. It will not be necessary to invent or develop new free energy technologies. They have already been fully developed for our use, ready to be applied from single household to skyscraper usage. Elements of the technology itself was used in the destruction which took place on the 11th of September, see Judy Wood's carefully researched book, Where Did the Towers Go? For the proof that this technology is available just around the corner, in the hidden depths of the secret government research centers, beyond the reach of most of your elected officials. The doors will be broken down and the technologies, originally traded by the ET Galactic Dark Ones to your Earth's secret cabal, will be released for the good of humanity. So you see, dear ones, the world you will be living in 1 year from now will be unrecognizable to you, even in your fondest dreams. You have made it possible by raising your vibrations to the fourth-fifth dimensional levels necessary to accomplish your ascension. You are already there, and your beloved Mother Terra is lifting you gently into ever higher dimensions as she too heals and rises to become the paradise planet which was her promised destiny since her creation. Transcribed by Catherine E. May, October 16, 2014, New York State, www.whoneedslight.org, the 19th of October 2014, Matthew explains the delays to humanity's ascension. Suzanne Ward, we welcome your many insightful questions and comments about 10 years of delay, years 2007 leading up to 2017, Nazara and how the plan for Earth's Golden Age came about. To show the interrelatedness of all, we shall connect the dots in prior messages and fill any gaps in that information so you can see the tapestry unfold in its entirety, so to say. The master plan for Earth's Golden Age was predicated upon your world's readiness for international reconciliation and cooperation by your year 2007. It is not that the cause of the delay began then, but rather that the Intergalactic Council had expected your society to have reached that stage of spiritual and conscious preparedness by that time. As we continue, you shall see why the expectations were logical, why they were not met, and why that year on your calendar was pivotal in the Council's timeline. Everything took place beyond your concept of time, but we shall do our best to explain it within a sequential frame of reference. The plan came about because Gaia, the soul that eons ago embodied in what now is your homeland planet, sent out a call for help. The negativity that had accumulated due to civilization's relentless bloodshedding had so diminished Earth's light that her ability to remain in orbit was severely imperiled. The two previous episodes when the planet's very life was at stake, the release of amassed negativity happened with such cataclysmic force that all life forms perished. Gaia loved them all, even the people who contributed to the negativity, and each time of departure sorrowed her deeply. This time she wanted her residents not only to survive, but physically ascend with her planetary body, which would be restored to its original pristine health and beauty so all of her life forms could flourish and live together joyously and harmoniously. Her clear vision of that Earth became manifest in the universal continuum, accommodating Gaia's desire and her body's immediate need to start ridding itself of negativity required a massive amount of light, and Prime Creator God authorized powerful civilizations to provide it. The initial infusion stabilized Earth's orbit, jarred her loose from deep third dimension slash density's entrenched negativity and enabled her to begin ascending. Naturally, that light and all forthcoming from those far distant sources would be available to all of her life forms, too, but how to motivate humankind to peer through the darkness that shrouded the planet so they could see the light was quite another matter. It was at that point the Intergalactic Council entered the picture. They accepted the task of inspiring the peoples to take charge of their personal ascension by receptivity to the incoming light so they could start generating their own with forcefulness. This was essential for two reasons of equal importance to ascension. Light transforms bodies' carbon-based cells into the crystalline structure that can survive in vibratory levels that eventually Earth would reach, and by dissolving the veil between third dimension, density consciousness and soul-level knowledge, the light opens hearts and minds to the spiritual enlightenment that engenders soul growth. After discussing all the intricacies, complexities and requirements involved, first and foremost that everyone's free will must be honored in accordance with Prime Creator's edict to rulers of all the universes, the Council came up with a plan. It had to be put into a linear time frame for your understanding, and since it is your world, it could only be what you want it to be. Therefore, all aspects of the plan had to become part of the collective consciousness, that energy mass of countless thoughts, feelings and deeds that steers activity in Earth's field of potential and determines what happens in your world. So a major consideration was how to present the plan in a format that would start people thinking about it. At that time in your history, the United States was considered to be the most globally influential of all countries, making it practical to start there, and so it did. Members of that government were inspired to form the National Economic Security and Reformation Act that is commonly known by its acronym as ERA. This legislation has been the Dark One's target of manifold lies and sabotage, which led to denial of its existence by some who heard of it and to serious misconceptions by others. The provisions of the overall plan were developed in the continuum, where what you think of as past, present and future is a series of simultaneous happenings, where soul's evolutionary station is known by the amount of light they radiate and matching them up according to their interests, innate capabilities and the necessary karmic experiencing that can be easily arranged. Always pre-birth agreements are made with unconditional love and designed to benefit every soul participating in the shared lifetime, and so it was with the Council's plan, albeit the most unusual and far-reaching ever devised. Never before in this universe had an entire civilization entered into an agreement whereby the vast majority would undertake such a monumental challenge, finally completing in only one lifetime all third-dimension karmic lessons they needed to achieve balance and evolve spiritually and consciously into the fourth dimension. This unique opportunity attracted trillions of eager souls, far more than could enter Earth's population, and those who were selected were apprised of every part of the plan. They knew that after birth they would not remember any of it, but inner guidance would keep them on track via soul-level messages to the consciousness, conscience, intuition, instinct, aspirations and inspirations, because this is true of every physical life. The stunning difference this time was, all participants knew that they would be helping to create in Earth's linear time a world that already exists in the continuum by virtue of Gaia's manifestation. And, all felt certain that they would masterfully perform their chosen roles. Nevertheless, in the Council's planning of a process unprecedented in speed and scope, they wisely took into account that some of the weaker souls might falter and welcome assistance in addition to the continuous inbeaming of light from distant civilizations, and the plan included several means to handle that contingency.